Planet Rock Breakfast, there's the Temperance Movement and Midnight Black, and I'm very pleased to say, joining us in the studio this morning, Paul and Luke from the band. Good to see you, fellas.
How's it going?
And we can now officially confirm the Temperance Movement are our headline acts for the Friday night, the 6th of December, at Planet Rockstock in Great Yarmouth. To say you're looking forward to it would be a bit of an understatement, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome night, I think, for everyone. So we're really looking forward to it. And it'll be our last show of the year, so a good way to end the year.
It's been a hell of a year as well. When we first saw you, it was in the very serene and very small surroundings of the Royal Albert Hall. I mean, it doesn't get much bigger to kind of, you know, do a gig in front of all those people. And let's be honest, a lot of dignitaries, a lot of business people, a lot of people in the industry. So a lot of people to impress that night.
Yeah, I think we were just really excited to be playing the Royal Albert Hall. You know, we've seen so many of our favourite bands play there growing up. And to play, you know, as the Temperance Movement and hear our sound coming back at us from the Royal Albert Hall was just unbelievable. It's a great night.
And then, of course, going backstage and kind of ligging with the likes of Alice Cooper, Bruce Dickinson, Brian May, John Paul Jones. I mean, it was superb, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And, you know, we had some very nice comments from those guys, and it just came at the right time, I think, for us just starting this year that we've just had. To kind of go into it with an endorsement from some of those guys was unbelievable.
Sure.
We picked up on you as well around the same time, and the audience reaction from the off really was just phenomenal. It was like, who are these guys? And again, the momentum from the band really for a couple of months onwards has just gone massive, hasn't it?
It's just been unbelievable. And the really nice thing is it's all been from us going out and playing. You know, we're going to play over 100 shows, or we would have played over 100 shows this year. And just more and more people are turning up and bringing their mates. And it kind of feels a bit more like it used to happen. And in this day and age, we're just so thrilled and so very humbled by all these people turning up. You know, it's amazing.
It is the old-fashioned way, but it is the proper way, where you're learning your chops, you're going out, you're playing live, you're playing the smallest toilet venues possible. But each time you go out, you're adding a couple of fans to that fan base, and it's building and it's building. And that is the proper way to do it.
Yeah, I think it's the right way to do it. And also, hopefully, doing it that way means those people will stick around and with us for a long time to come, because they have a real connection with the band and they really know what we're about. And we know what they're about as well. And hopefully it's kind of a relationship which will last with our fans.
Tail end of last year as well, we did our Planet Rock Presents gig in Manchester, where it was basically three bands, yourself top of the bill, three unsigned bands at that stage, and we sold it out. Phenomenal. In Manchester. And again, a great gig. I remember before introducing you on the stage, chatting to some of the audience, and the kind of comments I was getting back, and I think I used one of them in the introduction, you were being described as the next Black Crowes. I mean, how good does that sound when you're being compared with something like that?
It's unbelievable. I mean, when Paul and I and Phil talked about starting this band, one of the main reasons was is that the Black Crowes had announced they were going to stop touring, and we've all grown up going to see them, and you know, they are an incredible band and one of the massive inspirations of the Temperance Movement. So to be put alongside those guys at that stage was amazing. And, you know, that Manchester gig was our first proper out-of-town gig. And to have 600 people there, it just blew our minds.
What a great gig. It was a great night. Temperance Movement, if you just joined us, officially confirmed as headlining the Friday night at Planet Rockstock. It's the 6th of December. If you've not booked your tickets yet, head to the website for the full bill and ticket details, which include three nights of accommodation. It's planetrock.com/rockstock. Let's play another track from the guys. Here's Only Friend on Planet Rock Breakfast.